Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy who's about to join us here on Dukes and Bell, and again, you can live stream the show. Click the watch button, guys, and live stream us at 929thegame.com, is one of the all-time greatest to ever do it. This is a bad man. This guy right here was a bad man.
Oh, geez. What's up, guys?
Hall of Famer, Dan Marino.
All right.
Danny boy.
Man. I appreciate it.
I see Dan.
On?
I think of like Jim Mendez going, a humongous freaking throw from Danny boy, man.
Oh, Jim Mendez. Oh, yeah, man. Bless his soul. You know, man. He's not with us anymore, but he was awesome.
I told the guys, Dan, I used to live in South Florida and had season tickets. So obviously, I got the autographed helmet of yours, the whole shebang.
Oh, cool, man. Good.
I hope you signed it. Did you pay for it? Yeah.
Oh, good.
No, because I had heard that. Exactly. Sometimes when you're busy, you might have delegated that to the equipment.
You never know. Yeah, yeah.
Did you pay for it? You know, we've been talking about a variety of things, and it's good to have you on, man. I mean, obviously, we're big fans of your work, and now you're in a, I guess, front office capacity. Like, what is Dan Marino doing exactly?
So I do some stuff like for companies like this. We're doing something for Nutrisystem today, and I do some of that. But also, I work as an advisor with the team, and really enjoy it. I enjoy it. And
did you think
you
would?
Making some? Did I think I would? Yeah, I thought I would.
Okay.
Football's in my blood. I mean, it's, you know, and can't play golf every day, so I'm, you know, happy to be a part of it. And you know, we're having a little transition right now, and things will get better for us,
right?
And we'll, you know, see where it goes.
You know, they've been looking for a quarterback since you left.
Oh man,
huh?
Yeah. I would just say this. You know, Ryan, I love Ryan. Ryan's a tough kid and all that. He just went through the last couple of years some injuries that really, you know, I think took its toll on him a little bit. And
right.
He's still going to be on the roster, and he's, you know, he's a Dolphin, man. He's our guy.
You know, you're down there from your, obviously the second season was like the breakout year, but you didn't really have to have a lot of turnover with your coaches. Is that going to jack him up when you bring a new coach in, a new system, or what are we going to do offensively?
So I actually haven't met our new head coach yet. So, but yeah. You know, this week, you know, after the game, we'll be, you know, introducing him and having our assistants and stuff. So that'll be exciting for all of us. So I you know, it'll be interesting.
Right.
And we all got to be positive about it, which we are, and excited about it. And Chris Greer is our new, you know, football guy in charge, and I have nothing but respect for him. He's an incredible guy. He's been around the Dolphins a long time, and I love him.
So yeah, for your two cents worth, you feel you can still make it work with Tannehill?
Yes, I do. Yes, definitely.
Dan Marino joining us, guys. Hall of Famer Dan Marino. I'm still amazed at the stuff you did.
Oh, okay.
And no, seriously, I mean, you listen. Yeah, everybody,
it was fun, man.
But everybody's throwing for 4,000 yards, and everybody's like, ugh. And then you look back, and you're like, this dude did that in '84.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I know.
They could grab your receivers in different worlds.
Yeah, we were doing, you know, with Duper and Clayton and Nat Moore, unbelievable, and that group. We were doing things that no one was doing back then, and then didn't do it for a while. You know,
right.
So that's what's cool about it.
It is cool. I mean, honestly,
yeah,
and obviously,
that's what's cool about
MVP.
It. And I love those guys. I see those guys all the time now. You know, I'm around them a lot. They come in. You know, we do alumni stuff. They come to the games, and they're doing well. Yeah, it's good.
One of the coolest things at Hard Rock now, and Dan Marino joins us, guys, who just tuned in live at the Super Bowl, is Dan, where they were when they had to retirement. Your name's there, and you got Clayton and Duper on both sides, which
you're lined up. Yeah, yeah. Just said on my left at X receiver, on my right at the flanker, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, yeah, they're good guys, man. Love them.
Listen, I know you probably answered this, but for our audience, and we're here in Atlanta, and we're hosting the Super Bowl this week, and it's tremendous. I mean, it's been great, and we're hoping we get a great game.
Yeah.
But what was it
about? Next year we got it in Miami.
I know.
Right. Yeah,
the handoff, cool. The committee's
right.
Here, and the handoff's going to happen. But what made that? Why were you guys able to do what you were doing when nobody else was doing that stuff?
So, you know, I think it was just we had a talented group. Also, we had young guys who were very talented at the receiver positions, and also the fact that we had a veteran group, too, at the same time. Because
right.
2 years before that, they were in the Super Bowl, you know, and then – and they played against the Redskins and lost. So there were still, you know, a lot of guys that played in those big games at times. And So that combination, I think, you know, made us offensively, especially, you know, different. And Nat Moore, who was a veteran, and Tony Nathan, who was a really good, you know, back, especially out of the backfield, catching the ball.
Right.
Jim Jensen, we had Bruce Hardy, our tight ends, and we just had a group that, that could do it. And we did it at a different level. And the thing about it is that year is we, you know, we threw for whatever it was, 5,000 yards and all the stuff and the touchdowns. But we had to win games going down the stretch, you know what I mean? So it wasn't like, you know, we were in there just throwing,
yeah,
you know, for stats. I mean, we had to win our last game of the year to keep home field advantage. So it was always, you know, it was one of those things we had to win, and we weren't just putting up stats to put up stats. So that's what made it cool, I think.
Dan Marino's with us, guys. One of the best ever to dress out. Really cool to have him here live at Super Bowl 51. 53. 51's when we blew. Danny, what about, you know, speaking of Super Bowls, I mean, you, I know it's well-written, documented. When you go down and you play the 49ers that year, you thought, well, hell, I'm coming back to this thing. I'll be back
sure,
in the Super Bowl.
Sure, yeah. I talk about it all the time. Yeah, you know, I was 23 years old. I was young. I thought I'd be back, and I just remember when the game was over, I always thought that I can we play this again tomorrow? Because it just, like, happened so fast. Game was over. We lost. And, you know, you never go back again. But I had my chances. We had our chances. But it's one of those things.
You know? All that talent you had. I mean, we talk about, you know, the great Don Shula. Was it, you know, that you needed that big-time running? Because Elway eventually got that big running back. You know,
yeah,
put
they
him
ran
over
Terrell
the
Davis.
Top,
and
you know?
They ran, yeah, no, they ran the ball. Yeah,
you had good running backs. Was that what you needed?
So
needed
a combination of things. You know, it's the way it is. You know, we had some good teams, and we had some, you know, one of the best teams I played on was the 93 team, and I actually tore my Achilles that year. And we had some really talented guys on that team, and we would have had a shot. I
mean, right.
We would have had a shot that year, but I got hurt. So.
DeBerg and then Scott Mitchell.
Yeah,
Steve DeBerg. Don't remind people. Hey,
Steve. You don't like Steve?
No,
I love Steve.
Steve's a good dude. Steve's
love
a good dude.
Steve,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. But people are like, yeah, but he's not Marino. How much, and I'm just going to say this, how cocky do you have to be? And I want to say this because the guy that we're going to watch on Sunday, he doesn't pound his chest. He did a little bit of that at the rally, you know, before they came down here.
That's good.
It is. But for guys like yourself who have done it at such a high level, how cocky do you have to be? And then how much of that do you present to your teammates? Because obviously your play speaks for itself, but we all say, oh, you know, these guys, they have big egos.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's cocky, or but you got to have – you got to have some ego. I mean, everybody got to have some, right? I don't care what business you're in. You got to have a little bit. You got to have some self-confidence about what you're doing, no matter what it is. And then also the fact that once you do it, you can always say, hey, I did it. And the people look at you going, okay, well, Tom Brady's won Super Bowl. So when he says something, they're going to listen. You know, that's just the way it is. And if you go through it, and it just makes, you know, everything that you do validate. It validates everything. So it's not necessarily – you know, being cocky, but you want to have a quarterback that has confidence and think they can win and whatever it is it takes and to get his guys rallied and believe in them and all that stuff. You got to have that.
An edge, right? A little attitude, a little chip, as you said.
It's not bad. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Look at Dan. Dan's like, no, there's nothing wrong with that.
Just, so cool hanging out with Danny Boy.
You're damn right.
Darn right, man.
Chip on your shoulder. I'll throw for another 100.
Dan Burrito's with us live here, guys, at the Super Bowl.
I'm curious as we talk to you, and listen, we appreciate all the guys are texting in, and they're going, man, we love Dan Marino, and you have such a fanfare even here. I know I want you to talk about Nutrisystems and what you're doing with them here at the Super Bowl, but what do you think about our quarterback? What do you think about Matt Ryan?
Man, I really like Matt. I got to know him a little bit, you know, in off seasons here and there, and you know, we had a chance to draft Matt in Miami, and we passed on him. So, and he's a guy that's consistently been there for you guys for what, 12 years now?
Yeah, 10 years, over a decade.
10, 12 years, yeah. And you got a chance every year. You got to the Super Bowl. I mean, they had a chance. I mean, it didn't work out, and it's a shame.
Right.
But that's the guys you want. You want guys who are going to give you that opportunity every week to win a football game.
Dan Marino's with us here, guys. And as I said, I was a long-suffering Dolphins fan for many years. I had a question, never get a chance to ask you. How funky was it when Jimmy comes in? Because Shula, I mean, down there, Don sets the tone, and when Jimmy Johnson rolled in.
Yeah, you know what?
Or was it not Jimmy, as tough?
No, it wasn't that bad. Yeah. No, it wasn't that bad. It's just, you know, he changed things a lot as far as some the philosophy. We changed to more of a running game, and that's good. And there's nothing wrong with that defensively. And, look, I think we went to 3 playoff games in 4 years he was there. So it wasn't like we were not successful. You know what I mean? So people all say, oh, well, we didn't do anything. Well, no, we did. I mean, we got in the playoffs. We won playoff games. Even our last year, you know, we won a playoff game on the road. So we had success. I mean, right. We didn't go to a Super Bowl, but we did have a lot of success.
Got some young faces on defense. We brought Zach
Jason
Thomas
Taylor,
and Jason Taylor.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
We had some really good players. Yeah. Right. Pat Surtain.
Good call.
Yeah, he's a really good player. Yeah.
What's Dan Marino do to chill? Just chill. What are you doing?
So just chilling. I enjoy playing golf.
Yeah. How's the game? Where are you at? What's your handicap?
Handicap is like a 5.
Oh, you're good.
Have you ever met a timeout? Have you ever met a quarterback? Wasn't a single-digit handicap?
No. I mean, listen.
If you have a quarterback that's not in the teens, then don't draft him. Or in the teens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
a handicap. It's got to be 7 or better. Otherwise, don't pick it.
That's a good point. So, outside of golf, what are your interests at this point in your life? I know football's in your blood.
I work with some companies. Like, we're going to talk about Nutrisystem and work and do some things. I have, a couple businesses that I'm, a part of that I enjoy doing. And then look, I became a grandfather.
It's a big family.
Six months ago.
Congratulations.
So that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Great. Yeah, my son Joey and his wife Kristen had a baby. So, but for example, I do work with Nutrisystem. It's been 13 years. I've been doing stuff with them. Right. We've had a great relationship. And the one thing I've been telling everybody here, and it's unique for me because sometimes you work for a company for a couple of years and you move on and all that. We've been together a long time, and it's funny how I walk through it. Maybe it's even the Atlanta airport or whatever it is, or I see somebody and go, a lady will come up to me, that Nutrisystem that changed my husband's life.
Right.
It did, because he lost 60 pounds or he lost 40 pounds or he lost 20 pounds. He learned how to start eating right. He learned, and it's because he saw you doing it, because it's Nutrisystem for men, and it was the whole that whole thing we were doing.
Breaking the stigma, guys, talking about losing some
LBs. And it's pretty cool, and the fact that Sunday, what we're promoting is Sunday is the biggest, or no, Monday.
Right.
Super Monday is the biggest men's diet day of the year, because usually everybody's
loading
up. You're going, playoffs, Christmas, New Year's, all that, and all of a sudden Monday's a reality day. And that's when, we want our guys, men that need to lose some weight, get on Nutrisystem.
Before we cut you loose, big guy, two things. I might have asked you this last time we had you on years ago, but when you were doing asking you to do the movie, when you have Ace Ventura.
Ace,
you're like, what the hell am I involved in here? Are you having fun? Was it silly?
At first I wasn't going to do it.
Really?
No, because I was like, I read that script. I'm like, this is stupid. this is really stupid. And then I actually met Jim Carrey.
Right.
I met Jim Carrey going to a Pro Bowl.
Okay.
We're going out there. So I stopped in L.A. for, a day early and just, met
chill
him.
Out.
And he came in dressed like Ace. And he was doing the whole act and everything. And
he made you laugh, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was tripping around and slamming his head on the table and all that. And I was like, well, maybe that's not a bad idea, So I ended up doing it. And it turned out to be something really cool and, proud of, and I get a lot of laces out now and the whole thing. And you got any more of that gum, Dan?
It's none of your damn
stuff. Yeah.
See, there you go.
Or you got any more of that gum, Ace? I messed it up. I asked him for the gum.
People get a lot of laces out the whole thing.
Yeah, they still come up. That's cool.
It is Dan Marino, guys, Hall of Famer with us here on Dukes and Bell. And I'll tell you, man, it's always fun getting a chance to see you and catch up. And
Thanks, this time of year. We've done it before. It's been good.
You got a vibe for the game? You got a feeling one way or the other?
New England, how do you go against New England? They've been in so many Super Bowls. They lost last year, but they have the experience. They know how to win this game because they've won it before.
Right.
The vibe is, if you can get Aaron Donald and, Sue and those guys, ripping up the middle a little bit, then that gives them a chance.
Right.
Yeah, gives them a chance.
Listen, Brady hadn't been sacked in this playoffs. Nobody's touched him.
No.
So, as long as if he doesn't get touched on Sunday, I don't know how you're going to.
The only other way is, run the ball, keep him off the field.
Right.
Like they did to Kansas City.
And then warm down. Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, man, great to have you on, brother.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It, Dan.
Appreciate it, man.
Awesome. Always a thrill. Okay.
Thanks, man.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.